Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Supporters of rival parties in the elections in Pakistan have been celebrating after their leaders claimed victory, even though the final results have still not been announced. The jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan used an AI-generated message to reject a declaration of victory by his opponent Nawaz Sharif. Mr. Khan and his PTI party were barred from standing, but independents linked to them have so far taken about 30 more seats than Mr. Sharif's party. A PTI official, Rauf Hussain, dismissed the idea that independents would support a Sharif government.
Absolutely false. This is the kind of propaganda that they're trying to spread, you know, just to dishearten them. And we have called a meeting of all of them, and on Sunday, there would be quite a few who would not be able to join because they are either in prison or they're underground, you know, for fear of being arrested. But all those people who are free and who can travel will travel to Islamabad, and we shall sit across the table and chalk out a strategy to move into the future.
Unrest in Senegal, prompted by the postponement of presidential elections, has spread to towns and cities beyond the capital, Dakar. A student died from injuries suffered during a protest in the northern city of Saint-Louis. It was the first fatality since demonstrations began last weekend. In Dakar, police fired tear gas and stun grenades. The US Vice President Kamala Harris has angrily hit back at an official report that described Joe Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory. The special counsel, Robert Hur, who's a Republican, was investigating Mr. Biden's handling of classified documents. He exonerated the president, but said he had struggled during interviews to recall key life events. The vice president criticized Mr. Hur's comments.
I have been privileged and proud to serve as Vice President of the United States with Joe Biden as President of the United States. And what I saw of that report last night, I believe is, as a former prosecutor, the comments that were made by that prosecutor, gratuitous, inaccurate, and inappropriate.
Brazil has become the first country to provide a new vaccine against dengue fever through its public health system as it deals with a sharp rise in cases. 53 people have died from the mosquito-borne disease in the current outbreak. It comes as millions of people travel to Brazil for the annual carnival celebrations. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Immunization started in the capital, Brasilia. Produced in Japan, the new vaccine will be initially given only to children aged 10 and 11. Many fear the number of doses available won't be enough. There's been a surge in the number of cases, and the government has relaunched awareness campaigns urging people to clear any stagnant water where the mosquitoes breed. Dengue can cause hemorrhagic fever, but most cases are mild. The most common symptoms are muscle pain, rashes and headaches that can go on for days.
Leonardo Rocha, World News from the BBC. Panama has rejected a request to grant safe passage to the former president, Ricardo Martinelli, who's been sheltering in the Nicaraguan embassy since Wednesday. Nicaragua has granted him asylum, saying he's the victim of political persecution and is facing imminent danger. Mr. Martinelli had been campaigning for another term as president in Panama, despite being sentenced last year to 11 years in jail for money laundering. Legal experts have told the BBC that videos of detainees in Gaza who'd been stripped, bound and blindfolded could breach international law. They were filmed and uploaded online by Israeli soldiers. The BBC has looked at hundreds of such videos and has verified 8 showing detainees. The Israeli military says it has terminated the service of one of the reservists identified by the BBC. President Biden has accused US Republicans in Congress of risking criminal neglect by failing to approve a long-delayed package of military aid for Ukraine. He was speaking to reporters at the White House alongside the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Ahead of the meeting, Mr. Scholz had warned that without American help, Ukraine's fight against Russia would be very complicated.
I'm very happy that in Europe we made now decisions to give the necessary financial support to the budget, and hopefully the House will follow you and make a decision on giving the necessary support, because without the support of the United States and without the support of the European states, Ukraine will have not a chance to defend its own country.
Police in the US state of Alabama have appealed for public help in finding a huge radio tower that was stolen from a local broadcaster earlier this month. The general manager of WJLX radio, Brett Elmore, said the theft of the 60-metre-tall tower had left the small town of Jasper and the surrounding community without a voice. A national GoFundMe campaign is underway to get the station back on air. It did not have insurance. BBC News.